What is up? What is up? Oh, just another good day at the gym. You know, just put in a good workout. I am just coming back from the gym. What is up, everyone? Back at it again on Monday on time. That's the beauty of podcasting. You know, that's the beauty of doing a 1 week podcast. You can fuck up 1 week and then bam, the next week you're right back at it. And oh god, I have heartburn. I'm dying. what is up? What's up, guys? I've been drinking milk. The last three and a half weeks, been drinking milk just to get some easy fucking calories. I told myself, like, I don't want to do dairy. I really don't want to do any dairy. No cheese or milk. But I was like, you know, fuck. Let me get some easy. On average, I'm drinking like a little more than 1.5 cups of milk. So it's like roughly, and I drink 2%. So it's like roughly 180 calories, like big bang, boom. You get some protein, you get a bunch of fat. So I like it. Actually, what is the actual rate? Let me look that up. Let's look up the actual ratio. Protein, a lot of carbs, and you get some fat. And the percentage is pretty, like the milk, dude, like when you think about the, like the percentage is great. In terms of macros, I mean, fucking 38% carbs, 36% fat, and 26% protein. I should just, like, let me see if I drink, let's see, 30 cups? No, almost. But yeah, actually, 25? Yeah, 25 cups. If I drink 25 cups of milk, a lot of fucking milk, that's 3,000 calories exactly, 300 grams of carbs, 125 grams of fat, and 200 grams of protein. It's like, I should just drink milk all day. You gotta eat eggs. Eggs are in the... you gotta stay away from... No, what you have to do is... It's like, shut up. Shut... It is... It really is crazy. It will always... Things that are... One thing that the internet did... was make everything, to an extent, like 24/7. Like, there has to be content 24/7. So, life is very simple. It's so very simple. It really, really is. However, because it's so simple, the answers could be answered very quickly. But when when the average person's living to 70, 80 years old, there's a lot of filler time in there. And a lot of people like to make money because money is power. So you have to figure out a way to sell all the bullshit you want to say to people who are willing to listen. And I understand. I get it. You listen to someone and they're good. They mean the best for you. They truly do. They make nice little TikToks and Instagram reels and YouTube shorts telling you the right way to work out and the right way to live your life and the right diet. Oh, I know. They're one of the good ones. I'm sure they are while they're collecting a paycheck. Oh, but they said in their videos that they collect a paycheck. So because they're transparent, that must mean they're good. Sure. Okay. Why am I on the soapbox? Why am I being a little hater? I'm sorry. I will say, though, I'm fucking drinking this milk, and I can't wait to talk to Gemini on the next episode, because this is the first time in a while, I think, two straight episodes, just me and you, just you and I here. Let me surf the web to see if there's anything going on. Let's see. I should be, oh wait, look at that. Yo, my dude made it. My dude. All right, hold on. I didn't know this was going to happen. The dude from... If anyone listened to last week's episode, episode 114, this dude commented on three of my... No, I'm sorry. He commented on two of my episodes three times, and he replied to one of my replies. So that's fucking cool. So let's see. Which one was it? He's giving you two... He's replying to the one that I fucking had a conniption on. I had a stroke. I'm still upset. Not as upset as I was, but I'm still... He's giving you... All right, so his original comment was, he's giving you 2 hours of his time now, and $3 is too much, question mark. For anyone that doesn't know, I'm not explaining it again. Go listen to episode 114. if you even care. It's somewhere midway through there. I don't know the exact timestamp, and I don't want to give you a time too long because then you're going to miss it and be like, what the fuck? So I replied with, yes. By a huge margin, $3 is too much, sir. Why did I say sir? Please listen to episode 114 when it's out because this made the show, lol. To which he replied, ooh, that's a lot of typing. All right. At MM Dullard, that's me. To be fair, it doesn't matter to him. Well, yeah, duh. On a new interview, he showed that 300,000 people own his $3 app and 120,000 people pay for the $11 a year subscription. Like, is that a monthly thing or only $11 a year? If it's only $11 a year, I mean, I guess that's... See, in my mind, it's like, that's a great deal. And then I'm like, wait, I don't even know what the fucking app is even, like, giving people. But I'm so fucking, like, brainwashed. Like, oh, $15 a month, okay. Yeah, like, oh, okay. I'll stream all that content I don't even watch. Do that math, and he's made $900,000 for app sales and will make $1.3 million. Per year from the subs. Hold on just a second. Let's do the math here. 120,000 times 11. Okay, so then he's talking about, yeah, it's $11 a year, not like $11 a month. Actually, because if it was 11, hold on just one goddamn second. Imagine if he made it $11 a month, 20,000 people. I mean, I'm sure he would lose a lot of people, but then times 12, talking 15.8 million. Earth, you can fucking fly to the moon. You can fly through that dome whenever you want. All right, do that math. And he's made $900,000 for app sales and will make $1.3 million per year from the subs. Ha ha ha. Good for him. Can you believe a millionaire gave you his time twice? ? You fumbled the ball, pun intended. What? I don't know, dude. Like I'm happy he's doing well. I don't get it. I don't want him to do bad at all. Like this, no, dude. Like I get, yeah. I mean, I don't even know what, no, dude. Like I'm happy. I hope he makes more. I hope he gets to a million instead of 900,000 eventually. Like, fuck, I liked Dave for the umpteenth time. Yeah, no, I don't. God damn it. I thought that was going to like go in a fun direction. Maybe. Oh wait, I didn't even respond to that. I don't even know how to respond to that. Like, I guess in his defense, like, you know, it's hard to express like verbally, like how like you really want to express yourself. Stop destroying. Number one, absolute worst way to you destroy your liver. Ah, jeez, dude. Alcohol, maybe. no, dude. I guess. How do I like? It's weird. Like, I want to respond like with my honest opinion, but I don't want to be gay about it. Yeah. Wait, why is it? Okay, now it's on. Now the reply. Wait. Yeah, dude. I'm happy for him. I hope all the best. And hope he gets to. What is it? I thought he said. Why was the number 900,000 through? Oh, do that math. He's made 900,000 for app sales. I hope he makes it to a million. I hope all the best and hope he gets to 1 million in app sales soon. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Whatever. Still, fucking come on the show again. Waste another hour of your goddamn time. You fucking flat earth millionaire, dude. He would probably get, actually, no, I mean, apparently he's doing fine. He doesn't need my fucking retarded knowledge. But I think if he named himself flat earth millionaire, I don't know. I just have this weird feeling that it probably would make him more popular short term. However, like a lot of people who actually like, look up to him. We'll be like, oh, this guy's getting a little too big for his britches. Like, fucking, you know, he's probably in on it. He's probably one of those phony flat earth. He's trying to get us. No, Dave's cool. Let me log in to Discord real quick. Let's Let's see. I'm trying to think what else has been going on in my life. What the fuck is that? Duel sent a photo. I don't like this photo. This seems... I don't like this. This seems sketchy. What the fuck? What? He sent a gif. Duel sent a gif of like a barely clothed man dancing with a bunch... What has he been doing? Dude, where you at? What have you been up to? You free... Question mark. Maybe he'll say yes. I haven't talked to him in a long time. It's crazy when you haven't talked to people in a while. You know? One of my relatives actually just passed away. And a bunch of us are going to get together, obviously, soon. You know, like cousins and aunts and uncles and second cousins, all that kind of stuff. And sister and brother-in-laws and, you know, sisters and brothers and all everything, you know, for the service and the funeral. And, like... that's one of the silver linings where it's a bunch of people. No, sir, I'm not even home tonight. Ah, oh, that sucks. Also, what the fuck, Discord? How do I eliminate that sound from happening? I can't. Oh, Duel, please stop. Please stop. How do I turn off all? No. I want to turn off all notifications. Ah, fucking Discord, dude. I swear to God. Now I don't even know how to get out of this part. Oh my God. Oh my God, Discord. Oh my God. You're terrible. You're terrible, Jen. We should be able to do Google Hangouts at this point, Gemini and myself. You know, that's the sad truth is when someone passes it's terrible. It sucks if fucking someone died. I guess you could say one of the silver linings is a bunch of family members that you haven't seen in a while getting back together, and you know, you just hope that you have good conversations and blah 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 blah. Look at that. Ed might come on an episode. Oh, we'll get the gang all here. Then we just gotta get Brandon. Me, Jim, Brandon, and Ed. Come on, Brandon. Yeah, I know you listen. I know you're out there. You're out there. Come on. Come back. Damn it. I want to chat with Duel right now, but I don't want notifications to come up. It's the last thing I need. All right. It's been like 10, 15 minutes. I've just been talking into a microphone of what I'm doing on the fucking computer right now. Is there anything else going on with you outside of the computer? No, there is not. Well, okay. Anyone who's listened to the show for a handful of episodes should know at this point, I'm a huge sports fan. And when I say that, I don't mean like, I don't know like a ton of stats or a ton of players. I like watching the teams I root for. And I root and I cheer and I have a good time and, you know, and that's, it's entertainment for me. You know, it's the same way that someone would watch a fucking sitcom or a TV series. And I'm a huge Knicks fan, and the Knicks now have OG and Anunoby back, and we're just, as a fan base, we're just waiting on Randle, we're just trying to tread water. Be the fourth or the fifth seed. If some weird way without Randle, we can win enough games, and we as in like the rooting fan base, not we as I play on the team. You get the gist. You know, hopefully they can maybe even get to the third. Just stay around there. Don't fall so low that you're in a play-in game, because then you're fucked. You know, you don't want to be in a play-in game. You just want a chance to have a first round. You know, be in the first round of the playoffs. And have a not a easy team you're going to play, but a team that you have a chance to beat, and they get to the second round with a chance to get to the conference finals. That's it. However, that is null and void if Randle isn't playing. if Julius Randle isn't playing for the playoffs, it's I don't even know what to say at that point. It's just I like Brunson a lot. I really do. However, some people, when the Knicks were on that big run in January, when they got Anunoby and they went like 15-2 in January with Anunoby, with Randle, with Brunson, the rest of the team outside of Mitchell Robinson, like people are like, oh, Brunson's a superstar. He's a super guys. He's a great player. Great player. He's not a superstar. He's just not. He was a premier player, and maybe has a chance to be a star. Superstar, again, show me before I even like say that, because he's not. I love him. I love him as a player. I love him playing for the Knicks. He's not a superstar, and he's borderline not a star. I mean, it's just, I'm case closed. It is what it is. I don't care what you, it just is what it is. He's a great premier borderline star player. If he can become more, that's great. I'm not saying that's an impossibility. He's just not, though. And also, on the sad news, the fact that fucking, I know that RJ Barrett plays for the Raptors now, but his fucking little brother died. Like, what the fuck, dude? That sucks. I mean, RJ Barrett and Quickly, they were great Knicks. They were just, to have them on the team was awesome. They were great players. They showed a lot of fight and fire. And I won't forget how Barrett played in the postseason last year, which was just, he was underrated in that postseason. The kid never gave up. So fucking, like, shout out to him on how well, again, he played that postseason. But also, that sucks that his fucking brother died. That's fucking crazy, dude. I have no idea. It's just, fuck. I mean, anytime, like, someone young dies, it's like, what the fuck happened? So, yeah. But in terms of actual, like, play on the court, the Knicks without Randle are borderline a first-round exit, depending on who they play. I understand Randle hasn't been great in the postseason. However, the Knicks need Randle to play as well as he has played for three out of the past 4 years with the Knicks in the regular season. He has to play to that level in the postseason for this team to have a chance to make a run to the conference finals. Okay? It's simple as that. If Randle plays like regular season Randle in the postseason, and then Brunson does his thing, Hartenstein does his thing, Hart does his thing, Ananobi does his thing. Why I feel like I'm blanking on Burks and Bogdanovich and Deuce. And it just, if all these players do their thing, Mitchell, you know, if he's back, and if they all just do their role and Randle is like regular season, like good regular season Knicks Randle, then yeah, they can make it to the conference finals, hands down, and have a chance to win that conference finals, especially on who they play. Because the Knicks, there's some teams they match up really well with. There's some teams they don't match up well at all with. So this is a good, it's a good nucleus of player. They just all have to be healthy. And the one weird thing is they were all healthy outside of Mitchell Robinson. However, I actually think the team's better without him. I just do. I thought that, and then I didn't realize how, like, I shouldn't say fragile, but like, Hartenstein getting so many minutes has definitely put wear and tear on his Achilles, because it's been bothering him all season. However, when Hartenstein's full strength compared to Robinson full strength, Hartenstein fits the team better because he opens the floor more offensively. He actually has an offensive game where Mitchell Robinson is literally a zero. Like, I can't emphasize enough how much of a zero of an offensive game he has. He just doesn't have it. And I like him too. So, honestly, if he does come back for the postseason, it would be kind of like, I would say like a center by committee would be the best way to do it between the two. However, Thibodeau's not going to do that. He'll drive his players to the ground. So I wouldn't be surprised if Mitchell was out there fucking. I think he loves Mitchell Robinson too. So I wouldn't be surprised if Robinson's out there for a majority of the time, which I think hurts, because Hartenstein, I like his, like the level of offense. I understand Mitchell Robinson on defense. However, as both players in a whole and how they fit the team, I like Hartenstein. But the one thing is, even when they were all healthy in January, that was before the trade of when they picked up Bogdanovich and Burks, and they had Grimes, and now he's gone. And I understand the team's not at full strength since they got Bogdanovich and Burks, but something feels like they're just, they're not fitting the team. This might have been maybe too many moves. I don't know. So it's going to be interesting when all the players are healthy, what like 8-9-man rotation Tibbs goes with for this team. It's going to be really interesting because, I mean, can they, with this nucleus of players, get back to, can they play how they were playing in January? If they play like they were playing in January, then they're one of the best teams in basketball, and that's why they can make a conference finals. Because if you're saying a team can make a conference finals, you're basically saying they're one of the best four teams in basketball. Kind of. I mean, which is like, whatever. Like, oh well, they're close. One of the best four, or around the best four. So, like that, any one of those teams can win a championship. So, that's saying a lot. I don't know if they're going to. Obviously, who fucking knows. However, it stinks that a lot of them got injured because, man, it was such a fun season. But also, the one thing with a Thibodeau-type team is that the team wins a lot of games during the dog days of the NBA because they always play so hard where other teams are kind of basically taken off. It's a long season for a lot of these guys, blah, 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 blah. I like it back in the old days. No, team players nowadays need whatever. It is what it is. So they'll squeak out wins versus teams that maybe aren't putting in the amount of effort that the Knicks are. And it can be a little bit fool's gold type thing. So, like, even though they were 15-2 in January, and I saw with my eyes, they were playing insane basketball. Like, is that realistic to happen again when the postseason starts? And players that are very talented, you know, pick it up a notch. Where a lot of times with the Thibodeau team, there's really no picking it up a notch because they're already at max effort. So it's going to be interesting. The one thing that's scaring me as a fan is the way the season's going. They do look like a team that could be a first round exit. And that's the last thing I want to see, because I thought the way they were playing in January, that if they don't make a run to the conference final this year, no matter what, the next year, like next year's 2024, 2025 season, that's going to be like championship or bust. They have a first round exit this year. It's going to be like, fuck. I mean, do we even have the right foundation of players to do? Or are we going to fire the coach? Like, it's going to be so many question marks. I don't want to see that. I want to see a run, man. I want to see a fucking Knicks run. Let's go Knicks. Let's fucking go Knicks. Ah, man. So, yeah. Yeah. I wonder if that guy commented again. Ah, come on, man. Comment in a good way. Be happy. We're just happy. Oh, by the way, did anyone see did y'all see the Oscars? I actually watched the Oscars for the first time in a long time. Actually, no, I think I watched it last year. I'm stupid. I did watch it because that was when Brendan Fraser watched it, won. But, it was I was talking to my girl about this. I forget if I brought it up in the last episode. I was talking to my girl. I was like, the Oscars feels really tight, you know? It feels really like, it just feels as if, like, it's not, it wasn't fun. It was really, really cold. It felt cold and tight, and it didn't feel that vibrant. And the only times it felt vibrant were very rare, and it was when some of the older actors were doing, like, little bits. And it's almost like a lot of the younger actors are very robotic and very tight and robotic and formulaic, where the older actors are a little bit more loosey-goosey. However, when I was younger, those older actors were young. And they were maybe it's just like a generational thing. Maybe my generation and the generation after me is just a little bit more timid when on TV, where the older generation's like, oh my God, I'm on TV, get the fuck out of here. I don't know. I don't know what it is. That was my feeling on it, and so it wasn't fun. Like, I'm not like upset that I saw it, but I wasn't like, oh sweet, I was like, eh, you know, I wish it was, maybe they need a new host to fucking get really, like, because I don't think, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel when I was watching wasn't really on it that much, and when he was, I didn't meh. Also, reward shows can be a little, like, I don't watch any other type of reward show or award shows, because it's like, you know, just tell me what happened. Like, it's kind of like tell me who won the MVP, like in a text message or something. You know, I don't need to watch a show about it. So that was my feeling on it. I would like to record more. I really would. However, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to destroy my toilet. So later, guys, and I'll see you next week. Later.